2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Breakdown. I'm Cash Keg, and I'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown, answering questions you might have. Before that, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on notifications. Know when I go live. Also, if you're not a member of DFS Army, please sign up with the link below in chat, promo code Twitch to save yourself 20% off. Got college football coming up on Saturday, college basketball. I think it's 6-gamer tonight. Rousel's hammering that. NFL still. All the awesome things we've added to the Domination Station or Optimizer. Just been killing it. Yeah, and we got a massive slate tonight. A lot of injury news already came out. Some we're waiting on. So let's dive into it a little bit. Good morning. What's up, Bryce and Dirt? What's up, Andrew? How you guys doing, man? Let's start with point guard. Let's just talk about some injuries on point guard. Let's go position by position, talk about some things. Lineup construction, all that stuff, man. What's up, Phil? What's up? Ben Simmons is ruled out with the shoulder. So we're going to get some cheap point guards here on this slate. And then kind of have to figure out, because there's good spend-up positions on a big slate like this, and there's cheap positions. It comes about roster construction, and that's something we'll get into later in the day. And the cheat sheets, and then talking about in the rooms. But Ben Simmons being out, we'll get some Raul Neto in our life. And, you know, he saw 30 minutes last game. Usage rate was around 20%. You know, that's a... I'd rather go Josh Richardson with that because he's going to have all the usage. He's going to have the ball in his hand a lot. But we're getting a guy like that that's pretty cheap. He's $3,700 on FanDuel. Kind of guy you kind of have to look at. Elf on a Shelf is still out today. DSJ is back with the team for New York, but Ntilikina and Barrett should still, you know, handle the ball a lot. It's against Dallas. It's hard to go there on a slate this big, but it, you know, there's a lot of value to choose from. We also have Derrick Rose still out. Tim Frazier's doubtful, so we're still going to get a lot of Kennard and Bruce Brown hold the ball here. So that's another place we can go for value. Jeff Teague is questionable still with that illness. If he is unable to go, we're going to get a lot of Jarrett Culver in our life again starting. He's dirt cheap at small forward. He crushed. He looked really well in his last game out. So that's a place we can look at for some value as well. So it feels like first look today, it's going to be a stars and scrubs kind of night when we got a lot of guys in this 3 to 4K range. you know, Shabazz Napier is also doubtful as well. So like I said, if Teague is unable to go and there's no Napier, we'll see a lot of Culver again. And like I said, he is dirt cheap small forward. And then questionable is Moutier, but that don't really raise the needle or do anything for me on this slate. So let's go here and look at this a little bit, see what we got going on. Up at the top, like I said, we're going to have a lot of value. And so with lineup construction, are we going to be paying down at both spots? One guy I didn't mention is Jeremy Lamb because he's a shooting guard. He is also out today with an ankle. So Aaron Holiday will probably draw that start, and he's dirt cheap. So the decision today, I think, is going to be made. Are we playing guys like Raul Neto at $3,700 with no Simmons? Are we playing guys like Aaron Holiday at $4,100, which both should be see around 30 minutes? Holiday was min price last game. Did pretty well. Saw about a 13% usage, so he's not going to get a ton of run. I should say, he's going to see a ton of run, but he's not going to see the ball in his hands a ton. Brogdon dominates that. So, you know, put up 18 points, didn't do a whole lot. I think he's going to be more of the scorer, and Brogdon's going to be the facilitator. So, at 4,100, squarely in play. Got there with no blocks or assists, still got to 21, so you got to like that. And like I said, the other big piece here for value-wise is Neto. When Simmons went out, saw 30 minutes, had three steals, so that kind of inflates that whole price. I mean, sorry, that whole score. It's, you know, if he didn't have those steals, we're talking, what, 19? Had four turnovers. That kind of hurt as well. I think he's going to be a little bit more popular than Aaron Holiday, but I think, you know, if you're going to pay up elsewhere, they're just guys to look at here. So write them in your value pool a little bit. You know, Frank, we talked about Frank a little bit. It's hard to pay $4,500 for me for Frank. Now, he's going to see 30 minutes, but I have a hard time paying for Frank when I could pay for Aaron Gordon or Neto here. So those are the value guys that we're kind of looking at playing. Play both of them, play one of them. I don't know. I haven't. Until we look at lineup construction and seeing how it all comes together, it's going to be kind of hard to figure out how to put this puzzle together. You know, we'll do that later in the day. But up at the top, man, with Luka, Lillard, Irving, Lillard's on a back-to-back. You know, Trae Young, Sacramento is a great matchup. There's a lot of ways to go here to spend up. Kyrie's just been on a tear, you know, going into Portland. Luke would probably be the guy that I want to spend up on, but you can make a case for any of these guys here. Same with Brogdon. Brogdon's put up. It seems like the Detroit and Indiana has played a ton of. I think this is the third time they've played already this year. And he's already put up 43 and 45 against Detroit already. And he's seeing, you know, usage rate close to 30%. At 8,800, he is priced up, but he's so safe. If you look at this, he's just extremely safe. Yeah, Trae Young in that spot, Rizzy, fast-paced. You got to love that. And I'm sure he'll be lower owned than he should because of the dud he put up on that back-to-back, you know. But, yeah, great GPP play. I don't think I can play him in cash. And you could go back on the other side of it, you know, Darren Fox. I have no problem going there. I have a hard time paying $8,500 for Lowry, but he's been a different cat this year, man. He's been extremely consistent, almost like Brogdon numbers. Yeah, he burned people last time. We're talking about Trae Young, so definitely a guy you can go back to in GPPs and that recency bias. So I think I won't be living in this mid-range much today because, like I said, it's more of a stars and scrubs build with some of the value that we have that's already out there. So I would just look at, you know, I would say everything from Fox up is in play. Of course, Curry's out. And then those value guys we talked about at point guard with Neto, Holiday, and maybe a little, you know, Frank. But it's one of those it's one of those studs and scrubs nights. Usually these big slates are like this. So would the value guys be better for GPP than cash? No, man. If they're value, they're value. What dictates it as stars and scrubs is because of the ultra cheap guys, because of people sitting out. Yeah, it's because we have value. When we have injuries like Ben Simmons is out and his backup's going to come in and play 30 minutes, and if you're going to project him for a 6X mark or 20 to 25 FanDuel points at near min salary, you're going to play a guy like that, and it lets you fit in studs that have, you know, it's more about just raw points at that point. I'll just mention a couple DK plays. I'm going to stick on FanDuel just because of the position, but I'll mention a few DK plays as well, Andrew, as we go through this thing. I'm a one-man show today. Mutt had some stuff to take care of, so I will... I'm just going to stick to FanDuel for the screen, but yeah, if there's any FanDuel or DraftKings plays that come up, I'll talk to them about price as well. So the injuries on shooting guard, we have D'Angelo Russell is probable today. So that throws a wrench into basically everything when it comes to the backcourt. We saw Burks go in there and play a ton of minutes and absolutely crush the other night. And he is a guy that, you know, it's a hard situation because when D-Russ gets in there, he's going to just soak up all that usage, and it puts a damper on all those guys. So I have a hard time, you know, with that whole situation on 11-game slate. I might just want to stay away from it, man. It's rough, man. So again, Jeremy Lamb is out, so we're gonna get, like I said, Aaron Holiday will probably draw a start again. Avery Bradley's questionable again. If he's out, we'll see KCP and Caruso. Those guys will get a bump. Anyone else that we're looking at? Terrence Ross is doubtful, I guess. If he's out, you know, maybe Carter Williams gets some more playing time. He would be an interesting GPP play, but no one I'd ever play in cash. But that's where I'm sitting at. What questions we got here? Basically, you can't afford to not play people like Nito, and once you do, you have a lot of money payouts up. Yeah, I mean, just that's how the slates, when you see 400 points on the board, is because you're able to get a, you know, a cheap guy that can put up 30 fantasy points or 40, and then a stud that his floor is 40 with up, you know, upside to 70. That's what puts them big scores up, you know. If you're mid-range everybody and everybody only puts up 30, but then my stud and scrub guy and say point guard, and they put up 100 and your guys only put up 60, but they hit that mark, you're not going to win. Am I feeling FanDuel more this year? I wouldn't say I'm feeling FanDuel more than DraftKings this year. I do like the no late swap. So if I have to go do something, or, you know, help my kid with some homework real quick for 10 minutes, or, you know, do something, I don't have to worry about. Like, I like late swap. If I have the time to sit there and focus on the computer from absolutely lock all the way until 10:30, and not leave my chair, then yeah, I love DraftKings. But that's the only reason, man. Favorite prop bet today. Yeah, Healy, man, hit that next one with Washington, you know, 4-0 in the last 2 days. Definitely got to look at some prop bets, man. I haven't looked at any yet today. I'll have to take a look, but there's going to be some prop bets today, man. I'll post them in the room here later. But yeah, prop bets have been nice. They've been real nice. Tight core is the way to go in MME. Yeah. You know, it's going to make or break you, man. Like you said, I went all in under Azure last night. It bit me, but that same strategy of going that route has won me six figures a few times, and five figures quite a few times going that route. It'll bite you in the butt. And then you have nights like last night where you just donate. When you play that way, that's the way it happens. But you're looking for long-term, if you're MMEing, that's what I'm talking about, not just building a cash lineup. Or single entry, by all means, single entry lineups, fade some of that chalk. So depends on what you're doing, I guess, is depending. You can take notes, you can take plays. But that, you know, like when I say 100% on Rozier, that sheets, yeah, I'm 100%, but that doesn't mean that you can't take a stand on some guy that's going to be chalk and pivot off someone else. I said yesterday, I hated the 4-game slate. I should have just not have played it because I hated it. There's times like that when it's just best not to play. And so, yeah, that's been working for me. You got to find a process that works for you. Going heavy on guys like that, having a tight core, tight pool works for me, but you got to find what works for you and the way you play. That's all I can say on that. Let's head on over and check out Shooting Guard. So D-Russ is back. Got a little Jimmy Butler up to 9-2. Let's see if there's any value we're going to have here. I don't think Shooting Guard is going to be the value spot. I think the one guy I'm going to look at going here, like we talked about with Simmons out, is Richardson. He's going to have the ball in his hand a ton. He put up 42 points there after Simmons went out. He's going to go. He's going to be a guy that I'm going to go extremely heavy on. The Brandon's turned the page. That's right, brother. It's DFS. So he's a guy I'd rather go heavy on than Neto, but, you know, like I said, we're going to have extreme value here. But he's going to be a play that he's basically going to run point guard. Going to play 35 minutes or something at that price. You got to love him. His usage last game was, you know, shot over a little 20%, but I can see it shooting maybe close to 25 playing the whole game. But that's where I would look at that. What other value we have? Nothing that's like, I mean, if you wanted to take a shot like on the high, I think I'm going to spend up. I think I'm going to be in this range on FanDuel looking at it real quick. I'm going to be in this mid-range to higher where we have Josh Richardson's going to be a play that I think he's just almost a cash lock with him out. D-Russ is very interesting, but, you know, against anyone against Minnesota, we saw that they just don't play defense, man. And if Teague is out, it's just going to be even better. So I have no problem, you know, if Russell's going to be out there and he's going to be shooting all those shots and GPPs, I have no problem running them out there. They just don't play defense. Bradley Beal, he's so shot dependent to me, but any of these guys are in play. Butler against the Lakers, you can make a case for any of those guys. I think with the value that we have sitting at point guard, we can probably spend up or in the mid-range in this area. We talked about RJ Barrett a little bit, with those guys still out, still going to handle the ball. It's priced about towards his ceiling, so don't really love it. I have a hard time playing Wiggins at 7,100. I'd rather just go to Culver if he's out. Yeah, Bruce Brown, we talked about. Detroit's going to be, it's going to be him and Kennard. 5,600 for Bruce Brown. You know, he didn't really get it done last, but I mean, it's still, if he puts you 5X in cash games with upside of 40, I have no problem running him back out there. You know, so if you want to go mid-range and Richardson and Bruce Brown, I have no problem going there. That's probably where I'll live at. Or, like I said, spending up. There's not a lot of guys I love, you know. But Fournier's 4,500. You know, if you think Tony Snell's going to keep putting up points, go ahead and play him. I won't. That's about it, man. I'm not even going to go down in the value range. I'm basically... you can always play Bogdanovich and Hero, but I think Bruce Brown, Richardson are your cash guys, and then any of these spend-ups you can play. Is that more of a GPP play of Richardson and Brown? No, I think those are guys are cash playable by far. I don't think they're... You can play them in GPPs. You can play them in GPPs. Yeah, man, I can plug some guys in here just as first look as I'm going through, and put some guys together as like if we were building a lineup, see what it comes together and looks like just as we go through. I'm sure we changed something. Danny Green, man, we ain't talking about Danny Green 911. You know better than that. You know better than that. I ain't doing it, man. I ain't doing it. Yeah, I'll throw these couple of these cheap guys in those mid-range shooting guards. We'll build a lineup as we go and kind of see where we're at. Yeah, and see if we spend up, come down. I kind of like that. We'll keep pushing that. Small forward. Winslow's out again. So we'll probably see Duncan Robinson get another start. But that's where, you know, Dragic came off the bench against his old team. We'll probably see a lot of that. Or like I said, Hero off the bench as well. I like him. Kind of like him a little bit more. But I like either one of them. I'm sorry, Allie, I don't understand your question. When you play cash, you make one lineup? Yeah, I make one lineup. I don't play... If I'm playing cash games, I'm making one lineup. I don't want to make... I've tried the other route of making two or three. NFL is the only place I'll make, like, say, two or three lineups, and that's maybe because of quarterback, and it's only, like, one or two people difference on each cash line, just because I like both quarterbacks and usually around the same price. When you're doing a 3 or 10 entry max, would you do more of a cash lineup with a couple of chalk plays? Yeah, it's like a hybrid lineup. I would take my cash lineup and I would say take, you know, two chalk plays off that and then put in two guys that have upside that are around the, you know, that are going to be lower owned. So it's still a pretty safe lineup, but I have guys that are going to be lower owned that have upside. So maybe an example of that is, you know, like maybe like in point guard, we're talking about maybe Brogdon safe for cash, 8,800, but I'll throw in Trae Young as the GPP pivot for 500 more and pivot off another guy to get up to him, unless I had the money, because he has upside, but, you know, I think he's going to be lower owned, stuff like that. Yeah, when I say cash or GPP, cash or, you know, plays are still GPP plays. I have them in my GPP pool. They're just safer. They're guys that I feel like are gonna, you know, not bust. They don't have those, the high variance of, you know, getting you a 5 or 50. You know, they can sit around that area like a Brogdon. You know, his floor is probably 35. You know, I don't think he's gonna hurt me with the ball in his hands that much. So that's where I'm looking at that. I appreciate that, Racing Dirt. Thanks, man. Do a Twitch for NHL? I do not. I'm not a big NHL guy. I love watching NHL, man, but you don't want me twitching NHL. But the guys in DFS Army, man, they know their crap. I know they've been crushing NHL, but yeah, not me. I'm not an NHL guy when it comes to DFS. I know it's more like building lineup construction, like baseball, but yeah, let's head back over here. We'll talk about small forward. Like I said, Derek Jones is probably out as well, along with Winslow. So like I said, we might see some James Johnson. He'd be interesting GPP play, but I think I'd rather go just the Nito side of it. When am I generally pivoting away from chalk for cash? Basically, if it's a chalk play that I don't think it has a ton of upside. So if I'm making like this lineup here, because we're just talking about some of the value plays, right? And some of the guys are going to benefit from guys out. Now, I don't think both Nito and Holiday, you know, I like Nito worries me more than Holiday does, but I can see one of these guys busting. If one of them's going to be chalk, I have no problem fading one of these guys and not running both of them out there. I feel more comfortable guys like Josh Richardson. We've seen it in the past. He's got a track record of, you know, when he's got the ball in his hand as a running point, and he does everything, blocks, steals, assists. He does a little bit of everything. So I have no problem running guys like that out. The lower usage guys, I think I'm more apt to fading that don't have a usage rate. Or, you know, are on that fringe minutes that are not going to see a ton of minutes. Like Bruce Brown's going to see a ton of minutes at 5,600. I have no problem playing him in cash games. You know, in the last three games, he's had to play this exact same role. Last game, he had 23, you know, but he had 40. He's got 40-point upside here. So I don't mind. A couple more shots go in, he's at 30, you know, and it's at 6X. So I don't mind playing these guys. But some of these cheap guys, like, for instance, we talked about if Teague is out, right? And Jarrett Culver at 3,800. If he draws a start again with all that situation, I have no problem going back to Culver. Like, I feel more comfortable with Culver against Golden State. It's the matchup as well, I guess, is another way to look at it. Like, Nito against Denver or Culver against Golden State. I would rather play Culver. I feel more comfortable about Culver against Golden State. So, I guess I would rather pivot off of a guy like Nito over Culver just with, you know, the matchup that they have, you know. Holiday against Detroit. I don't mind that matchup at all. So I guess I would look at the matchups. But I'm just going to throw him in here because I think if Teague is out, I would start with him. And I just put the two cheap guys up here, you know, as we're going along. We can come up and we probably have enough money to pay for an expensive point guard. One of those guys will see the way out. But we'll just go as we definitely better matchup for Culver. Yeah, 100%, man. 100%. So let's just keep on chugging here. Small forward, like I said, big thing is Culver if Teague is out. He's going to get the biggest bump. Markieff Morris went off last game. Finally, put up a massive game, 37 fantasy points. But you see the floor. This guy's hard to play in cash games. He's a great, like, GPP play because when you see the fours in here, when he gets into foul trouble, six, like, these guys are tough to play. Like, Culver's your cash play. And this is a play, like, if Wiggins is out and Napier's out, to me, this is a lock play. I have no problem playing the 3,800 for Culver that's going to play probably 30 minutes against starting. So just at 30 minutes, hit no blocks or steals and saw 31 fantasy points with no blocks or steals on FanDuel. Yeah, 9-1-1. I don't want to talk about CJ Mills, man. He killed Troy Brown's stinking minutes. I don't want to trust that whole dumpster fire of a team in Washington. For GPP, sure, CJ Mills, but I don't. He's so shot dependent, and that's about all he does. I would much rather play Culver if he's starting. That's, to me, like, this would be the one guy I would have no problem locking in at 3,800. Like we talked about, Markieff Morris. Tobias Harris will probably see a little bit of a bump with Simmons out. So he's sitting around 6,500. Don't mind him as a cash play. Even in that matchup's not that great, but I don't mind him. He's not at a bad price. OG, $6,000. Man, that is crazy. Crazy world we live in. But he's been pretty consistent. But that's a GPP only play for me. I think we're going to have the money. You know, 7K for Isaac. Holy crap. I think we're going to have the money to pay up for a Giannis or a LeBron here. Yeah, if Teague is out, Culver's the guy I want. I guess Teague and Napier's doubtful. So Culver's going to get the start again if he's out. Not Wiggins. Wiggins is in play, but I just would rather have Culver all day long. Again, the matchup against Utah, to me, Giannis is matchup proof. If you have the money, it's just, I have no problem paying up for him. His floor is so stinking high. LeBron James is playing unreal. Brandon Ingram, it's a tough matchup in Toronto, but this man is just putting up monster numbers this year, man. He got hurt this game. He put up 15, but look at these 350 spots here. It's hard to play there. I just, on a slate like this one, I think we're going to have the salary to pay up for guys like a, you know, a Giannis or a LeBron. I mean, even if you throw Giannis here with all this value, we still have 8,400 left to play here. So I would look at playing guys like that. Siakam in that matchup against the Pelicans, getting up and down. No problem there. Put up almost a 50 spot last game. It's a great pace. I worry that game, you know, might not get out of, you know, might stay in control, but he's putting up a 25 to 30% usage rate. I don't know. He's got big games in him. He's got 60-point upside, so you got to consider him. But I think here, I'm going to live in this range where if you're paying for Culver, I have no problem paying up for one of these top four guys. Like, you're going to have the money to do it. So not a whole lot to talk about small forward for me. That's basically what I look at doing. TJ Warren's in play. Like I said, Luke Kennard, 5,800. If you wanted to go there, he's still going to be holding the ball a ton in his hands. His prices went up 300 from last time he was out there. He's 5,500. He's been extremely consistent, so I don't mind him in cash games if you want to go him. And again, the last three games of the situation, he's put up around 30. That gets you right at the close to the 6X mark. So if you wanted to go that route and then pay up for maybe a point guard position, I have no problem plugging a guy like that. But there's lots of ways to go here. So when I play this lineup in GPP or cash, man, I don't know what this is more of like a cash build. Like I'm just looking for the value and the studs. This is not really a lineup. I mean, we are 7.5 hours before lock. Like lots can change, and I'm just kind of going through the value and things you plug in here. This is not really a lineup I would actually use. Let's go over to power forward. Looks like Draymond Green is still out, so Eric Pascal is going to still, you know, I think it's going to hurt with D-Russ coming back with Pascal. I think it's going to hurt his minutes, or not minutes, but touches and shots a little bit, because D-Russ is just going to dominate the ball being gone so long. And then we got John Collins out again, which Jabari Parker is going to continue to get a bunch of run. But I think we can spend up in this spot if we're going to have the money, if we're going to go cheap at point guard here. I said you don't have to go that route. Sabonis is back in town. Love him. If is Turner out or is questionable? Turner's questionable. So if Turner is out. I love Sabonis even at 9K. You know, they're going to need him against Drummond. And so, like Sabonis, there are a lot of Turner's out. And then Goga is actually out as well. If Turner doesn't come back and Goga and Turner are out, man, it's hard not to play Sabonis because they don't have that many bigs. It's basically him and TJ Leaf. So that's what I mean by, like, it's so early in the day. Turner news is going to adjust everything. It's going to change your whole approach to lineup construction, because if he's in, I don't want Sabonis, you know, because it's at 9K. Turner's going to be in there. Turner's not a bad, you know, 6,600. But, you know, Sabonis will try to grab every rebound he can. It'll just be him and Drummond, basically. Looking around 9K, don't mind him at all. If Turner and Goga are both out, even if, I mean, Goga's already out, but if Turner's out, man, it's going to be hard not to pay that for him. Extremely, extremely high floor with ceiling. Awesome, yeah. Let's see here. Anthony Davis, always in play. You know, with the salary that we have, and even if you plug AD in here, you still have 5K left for a center. It's kind of rough, and this is just punting point guard. This is why I'm saying it's more stars and scrubs here. Of course, we do have Karl Anthony Towns against Golden State. I don't think you're going to have anyone to stop him. Or Drum Dog again at center. So I don't think we want to go up there. I think we want to have around that 10 or 11K. So we'd look at more like a mid-range play here. And we talked about Jabari Parker in a great matchup, up and down pace. He's more of a cash game play for me at 7K. I really like that. Leaf. Leaf's only in play, man. If Turner's out, Leaf's gonna have to get a bunch of run because they don't have Goga. So, you know, he's gonna be forced into a role. And another guy that's gonna play a bunch is T.J. Warren. If those guys are both out, we didn't really talk about him at small forward, but if all those guys are out, T.J. Warren at 6,700 is gonna have to play a ton. He can play the 3 and a 4. McDermott had a good game. Yeah, we could play McDermott. He's more of a 3. He's been really shot dependent, but last game he pushed it. Again, 3,900. He did, you know, those rebounds. Look at that. It's kind of a outlier there with those 7 rebounds. If you look, he's more of a – this year he's been getting a little more ancillary stats than he has in past. But he's another guy you can look at. I still would rather go Culver. But that's what I'm saying. This is a stars and scrubs slate. We just talked about it right there about how you can play almost anyone. You know, so you're not going to play these mid-range guys. You can play a few of them, like talk about Josh Richardson or Brown. But even if you looked at this a little bit, you know, say you wanted to come off Giannis because you wanted to get up and you wanted to come down to a Siakam or Ingram here because you wanted to have the salary. You know, we have the salary then to play for a Cat or a Drummond, because I think you're going to want to pay up at center. With all the value that we have, I think you're going to want to do it this slate. But power forward, again, I think it's more of a pay-up position here. Parker's fine. Pascal, again, he's priced up a little bit. He's 6,500. I have no problem going back to him with Green out. He's going to see minutes. He's still not priced up enough. So either one of those guys are cash playable. I think those are the guys I'd be looking at, as Sabonis, Parker, Pascal. Those are the main guys I'd be looking at. Some of the values, like we're talking about DraftKings real quick. You know, Nito's 3,400 over there. Markieff Morris is only 4,400. Trying to see some of these guys that are cheap. Richardson's 5,700. He's priced up a little bit. But yeah, I think it's center. Let's just roll over to center. We talked about Turner being out. DeAndre Jordan's questionable. Jaren Allen, I guess, would get a few more minutes. Mitch Robinson is out with that concussion, so I'm sure Bobby Portis will probably, Julius Randle and Portis will get the biggest bump, but Marcus Morris would be interesting. A little bit more usage. They can play Taj. Like, it's just the Knicks, man. Knicks on 11-game slate. Get the hell out of here. And then Deadman is questionable, so we could see more Rashawn Holmes at the power forward position. But I think this slate, you know, Golden State, and you're going to give me Cat on this slate, or Drum Dog, one of those guys, man. Your lower owned plays, you know, you're going to see a lower owned Embiid. Jokic, man, what is up with Jokic? What is up with this cat? Look at him. Please tell me what Jokic is doing, man. He ain't doing nothing. 8,500. I'm with you. When is he going to come out of his shell? Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate you, brother. When is he going to come out of his shell, man? Look at the minutes he's playing. It's horrendous. It's horrendous, man. Losing weight still. Yeah, man. He looks like a turd out there. He's a chunky butt this year. So, 8,500 for Jokic is interesting. But, man, you can't do that in cash. Not the way he's playing. He's been eating Kit Kats. I love that. I think you're paying up in cash to Towns or Drummond, just like the other night. And then Embiid and Jokic are your GPP pivots here. They're going to be way less owned, but this is not a pay down spot. The one guy we could look at is if you think Portis is going to get some run at 4,400, you got to have some interest in Bobby Portis. It's just, look at this. This is the Fizdale special. Dude will play everybody 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Can't stand that, man. Come on, man. Just play some guys. So, yeah, if you're looking down in the cheap range, it's Portis for me. And other than that, I'm paying up. I don't need to go anywhere else. All the value we have at point guard, I'd rather play Vooch at that price. Yeah, I'd rather play Vooch at that price, too, against than Jokic, the way Jokic has been. I mean, he's been safe for play by far. But if you're going to tell me you're going to get Jokic at, you know, cheap ownership, I'm still going to play him a little bit. But, yeah, to me, it's you go down to Portis or you spend up here. The value is just plentiful. It's small forward and point guard today. So, yeah, like even if you have 12-1, you can play any of these centers here. And then you still have some money to upgrade power forward here. You can mess with that. But it is. Yeah, Tristan Thompson, him. I agree with that, man. I ain't going to die. 8,300. You know? He's priced up to about his ceiling, that 5X mark. You know, playing big minutes. If your builds land there for you, but I just think it's more of a stars and scrubs approach. So that's how I'm going to approach my builds, is going to be more of the stars and scrubs. And I think a lot of people will go that route. How do I base my core of research? For me, it's all about the point per dollar. If I think a guy, like last night was, again, a four-game slate, but like a big slate like this, it's going to be a lot of point per dollar. And then there's probably going to be like one stud that I don't think I can live without. So usually my core, if you see my core, it'll be like two cheap guys, an expensive guy, and a mid-range generally. Because you can't have a core of, like, you'll see guys out there that put a core of like four studs. Well, that doesn't help anybody. You need to play guys that are going to, you know, that can help you fill out your lineup. So you'll see a lot of guys out there that give you a core, they're all studs, but you can't do that. You got to find some value guys. So you usually see some value guys that I think comes with minutes, usage, what they're going to do in that offense, the matchup, all those things take into account where I think that play is going to go off, and that's the guys I want in my core. So, Dragic went off last night against his old team. That he did. I was worried a little bit about the minutes, but he went out there and crushed. Man, we still on Jokic. He's out of shape. Been eating too much cheese and sausage plates, drinking plum brandy. I love it, man. I love it. But yeah, I think it's a stars and scrubs slate on both DraftKings and FanDuel. Where do you find the point per dollar number? In our domination station, you'll see fantasy points per dollar. If you sort through that, just with the projections, you can find the point per dollar, what the projections are showing you. That's one way to look at it. But, you know, the projection might have him, you know, say Holiday at 22, but I think he's going to hit 30. And they're a projection for a reason. So If I think he projects more than what I think he's on, then he'll be a core play for me. So, but in the domination station, you'll find the point per dollar number. If you search through that, I showed a couple of my videos. That's the first thing I search through when I'm using the domination station, because that's the most important thing to me, man. Point per dollar. Subscription. Again, use promo code Twitch, save you 20% off. So if you use that promo code, it'll bring you down to 39, just under $40 for a month, and you get everything. We don't nickel and dime you at DFS Army, man. I mean, you're getting, like I said, college basketball we have, college football, NFL, NASCAR, soccer. We have guys for everything, man. And if you go in there and look at the wall of wins, it's a little bit of everything. Right there's the code text just dropped in. But yeah, it's got a little bit of everything. Super Draft, man, people have been still killing that. I'm still pissed in Indiana. I can't play Super Draft, which sucks. There's just so much information that we have. And the Super Draft projections have been killing it. So highly recommend. I would say this, if you are casual, just playing, you know, casually for fun, there are two sites that I would play on. It would not be FanDuel and it would not be DraftKings. If I was playing just casually, just for fun, it would be Super Draft, because we have projections that a lot of places don't have that just been killing it night in and night out, and Fantasy Draft. Those are the two places I would play. Fantasy Draft with a no rake, and Super Draft, where you can play people based on, you know, like there's no salary. A guy has a multiplier and you're playing so many guys. And so it's a different kind of puzzle. It's kind of interesting. But with having projections, it's very simple. You look at the projections and see what the multiplier turns out, and you decide if you're playing those guys. And just people have been printing money over there, man. So those are the two plays that I would, there are two places that I would recommend: Fantasy Draft and Super Draft. They just, you know, the no rake you can't beat. I mean, you can't beat no rake at Fantasy Draft. And Super Draft's just been, it's just a new thing. There's the people still, a lot of people still haven't figured it out yet. We have the projections for Fantasy Draft, and we have cheat sheets for Fantasy Draft as well. Like we have cheat sheets as well. So if you want to partake in a little Fantasy Draft, have questions, ask questions, I'll answer them. I'm going to play some Fantasy Draft tonight. Should be fun. So, yeah, do you say the Fantasy point per dollar in NRS? It's in the domination station. I'm pretty sure it's in the research station as well, Morphine. If you want to go in there and give it a look, pretty sure it's been in there. But those two sites, man, give them a look if you haven't. If not, again, if you're not giving those a look, and we'll try FanDuel and DraftKings, great. I just know if I was just a casual player, those would be the two sites I would look at playing. I think you have your best ROI and your biggest edge on those two sites. So with that, I appreciate you guys stopping in. Again, if you're not a part of DFS Army, use promo code Twitch. Give me a follow. Turn on those notifications. Know when we go live. Let's win some money tonight, man. Going to hammer this out. Stars and scrubs, it looks like. And let's get after it, man. It's going to be a good start to the weekend. I can't wait to use the new domination station features that we have for NFL. They are freaking dope. And we're going to crush it, man. It's just like we constantly push the envelope over here of changing things and adding things to it. Hear your guys' feedback. And that's what it's all about, man. So with that, enjoy, you guys. Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate every one of you guys, man. Deuces.